Last time I went into greater detail regarding the term legalistic observance of Torah commands, which is used in the complete Jewish Bible and is more commonly translated in other Bible translations as works of the law. I had indicated that the source of understanding comes from the Jewish writings that are compiled in the Talmud and also known as the traditions of the elders. When the term tradition is used, it tends to be viewed as negative. However, not all traditions are bad. When a tradition becomes more important than the commandments of Adonai, this is where the problems start. When we look at a passage such as Mark chapter 7 and verse 5, the Purushim, or the Pharisees, and the Torah teachers asked him, "Why don't your Talmidim live in accordance with the tradition of the elders, but instead eat with ritually unclean hands?" Eating with ritually unclean hands is found nowhere in Torah, but is found in the Talmudic writings. The Pharisees and Torah teachers were questioning Yeshua about his Talmidim and challenging their disregard for the oral laws, the traditions of the elders. How did Yeshua respond? In verses 6 through 8, Yeshua answered them, "Yeshayahu, or Isaiah, was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. Their worship of me is useless because they teach man-made rules as if they were doctrines. You depart from God's commands and hold on to human traditions.'" Notice Yeshua's distinction, man-made rules as if they were doctrine, meaning mitzvot of Adonai. To review from our last two segments, no one will be deemed righteous through legalistic observance of Torah commands. That is, no one will be deemed righteous through man-made rules as if they were doctrine. Be careful what you follow and don't follow. If you understand Torah, everything else will fall into place. The word given by Adonai will not contradict itself. Also, be careful because not all tradition is considered to be bad. Yeshua himself followed tradition. John chapter 10 and verses 22 and 23. "Then came Hanukkah in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Yeshua was walking around inside the temple area in Solomon's colonnade." Hanukkah is a tradition, not a mitzvot. Yeshua was at the temple for the rededication of the temple, which is what Hanukkah recognizes. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.